The salesperson in the amateur phase is unaware of an important fact that you must remember. If you are doing most of the talking, there's no possible way for the prospect to paint his picture of how your products and services will help him. You see, an important part of the sales interview is to allow your prospect to paint for himself a picture of his particular pains. This happens in the professional phase of the dummy curve. The way you move into the professional ranks of selling is to simply go back to doing what you were doing as a dummy. Only now, you will do it on purpose. In the professional phase of the dummy curve, you get the prospect to talk 70% of the time, and you, the professional, talks 30% or less. Now, you can be in complete control of the interview, leading the prospect step by step through the submarine compartments on the way to a successful sale. The major difference between the amateur and the professional is that the amateur sometimes does the right thing, he just doesn't know when. The professional always does the right thing, and he knows when and why he did it. You see, you should never ask a question, make a statement, or in fact do anything unless it's designed to be in your best selling interest. You might be asking, how can I get the prospect to talk 70% of the time? The answer is in the reversing strategy. Reversing helps you guide your prospect successfully through the Sandler selling system. If remaining quiet makes you feel uncomfortable and unprofessional, consider for a moment your relationship with your family doctor. Do you realize that doctors are among the greatest practitioners of the reversing technique? What happens when you arrive at your doctor's office complaining of a sore shoulder? Well, after listening to your complaint, he asks a series of probing questions, such as, how long have you had this pain? Where does it hurt? Is it sharp or dull? Now, he doesn't rush in to solve your problem. He doesn't begin a long dissertation on the anatomy of the body. He certainly doesn't gather up a collection of slides, flip charts, brochures, and so on that show all the various problems he's learned in medical school and seen throughout his practice. He knows that at the end of the interview, he will examine your shoulder and make a decision which he hopes will relieve your pain. Before he takes that action, before he closes, he's going to have an accurate picture of your problem. If he acted any differently, you might question his professional qualifications and may even begin looking for a new doctor. Another analogy of the professional phase of the dummy curve is seen through the actions of a well-known detective in a classic TV show. Columbo was a popular TV show back in the 70s, and the role was reprised in a number of made-for-TV movies you may have seen back in the 90s. Remember that character? The bumbling detective, Lieutenant Columbo? Columbo was often seen off to the side of the action, entering the scene only to ask an occasional dumb question. This type of question, coupled with the detective's casual behavior, lowered the suspect's guard. Did you notice the rumpled raincoat, the way he scratched his head a lot, the manner in which he led the suspect? Columbo would have one hand on the door, about to leave, and then he'd ask a zinger question. Or how about this question he asked frequently throughout the show?
Ma'am, I forget. I'm sorry to bother you. Did I ask you about...
The suspect always answered that question far more frankly and in more detail than he should have for his own good. After a series of seemingly dumb questions, Columbo had the guilty party and placed him under arrest. Did you notice how this professional detective was struggling and being a dummy on purpose? If you want a good lesson on how to struggle on purpose, buy or rent one of the Columbo DVDs and watch an expert, another successful dummy. A dummy on purpose. So what I want you to do is to pretend you're hearing your prospect's questions for the very first time, even if you've heard them 1,000 times before. Don't be so quick with the answers either. Struggle a little. Remember, selling is acting. One of the most effective Sandler rules for you to grasp completely is selling is a Broadway play performed by a psychiatrist.